This is Out and About on Peoria Public Radio. I'm Nathan Irwin.
And I'm Jen Gordon from Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Today we're talking with Cindy Hoy, manager of Cornstalk Theater. Cheaper by the Dozen is currently playing at the Tent in Upper Bradley Park. Cindy, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
Now, this is a show that focuses on a very large family.
It does.
Can you tell us a little bit about some of the characters in that family?
Sure. It happens right around when everything is starting to get modern, you know, mm-hmm. right around the 1920s. Mom and Dad have 12 children, mm-hmm. and there's also someone who helps with the house, housekeeper, mm-hmm. and then there are several other people that come in and out for comic relief. And Dad is an efficiency expert, an efficiency engineer, and he's determined to let people know that not only can you run a business with efficiency, you can also run a family with efficiency. So everything is based on his little efficient plan. And every once in a while, someone will throw something into the spokes and make the wheels go off kilter.
And can you remind us where the story came from? I think people will be familiar with it, but in what way?
Sure. The Gilbreth family were an actual real family. And the story, the play, is based on an autobiographical story that was written by two of the children, Ernestine and Frank Gilbreth. And then it was made into a movie starring Clifton Webb and Jean Crane and Myrna Loy back in the 1950s. And then more recently, a movie updated with Steve Martin and Bonnie Hunt, mm-hmm. I believe, played Mom. And then between that time, it was adapted for a play. And many community theaters have produced Cheaper by the Dozen, but this is the first time it's ever been produced at the Cornstalk Tent.
And Cindy, we heard that there was just a tremendous turnout for auditions for the show, which is really remarkable for a play.
Right, right.
Can you talk about, you know, based on your experience as a director and also seeing all of the shows that come through Cornstalk, what are some of the challenges that a director has in casting a family?
Well, first off, they kind of have to look like they belong together. that's one thing. And once you've determined that, it's important that everybody work well together mm-hmm. and look like they are the appropriate ages mm-hmm. for the children and parents they will be playing. We're kind of blessed for this production. We have an actual mother and daughter on stage playing mother and daughter. Amy and Emma Wyckoff are playing mother and daughter, respectively, in the show. So at one point, they were talking about the possibility of maybe getting all redheads for the show. We had enough people audition that actually was a possibility at one point. It just shows that there are young people and older people as well, who are eager not only to do the musicals, which is what we usually produce at Cornstalk, but also to do shows that are not musicals. And we're very gratified by the turnout for the show.
I know that sometimes in the case of a show like this, the problem isn't just getting enough people out to audition, but you can, in the case of a family, you might be in a situation in auditions where you have lots of 12 and 14-year-olds, but you don't have any 6 and 8-year-olds.
Right,
and
right.
Now, are the ages of the children, are some of them flexible so that if...
Well, not really. I mean, they're pretty stair-step kids. Okay. Once you start with the oldest one, you kind of have to continue on down the treads there. We were blessed. We had pretty close to 100 people show up for auditions, and good majority of them were children. Mm. So it wasn't terribly difficult to come up with a really, really fine cast. As a matter of fact, we had so many fine people, we could have recast it several times, I'm sure.
And perhaps that speaks a little to Cornstalk's program with kids.
Exactly. A lot of these kids are actually coming directly out of the Cornstalk for Kids program. Amy Williams, who is the director, has also directed frequently for us in the Cornstalk for Kids program. Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, she just got finished doing production this spring at Cornstalk, and she's directed great shows mm-hmm. like Little Princess for us, and then also at The Tent, she's directed Lost in Yonkers. She's a really fine director, and we are really blessed to have her.
So you're really building that next generation of
Peoria
local performers.
Yes, we are.
Can you speak a little bit of the overall tone of the play? Is this a comedy? Is it a drama?
It's overall comedy. There are a few serious moments. There's one particular serious moment that I don't want to spoil the show for anyone by letting them know if they don't already know what the serious moment is. But it's handled in mostly a comic manner, and it's such a warm-hearted script. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's one of those where if you don't recognize your own family in it, you will certainly recognize someone else's family when you see it.
Yeah. Does the play have anything to say, or does it have anything to teach us about family that's really timeless and still relevant today, as opposed to, you know, the 20s or the earlier part of the last century?
Oh, I think so. I mean, just the major theme of the fact that times are changing and eventually we have to change with them. That's hammered home pretty successfully several times within the show. And then that the alternate theme that, yes, times are changing, but there are some traditions that just stay and need to stay the way they are. The loyalty of family, brothers and sisters standing up for each other. And, you know, even though there might be that sibling rivalry and friction, the family sticks together when they need to. About how you let people into your inner family, you let people who work for you or work with you become part of your family circle. And then also, even though the script is relatively old, there's a lot to say about the place of females within the household. I mean, it's pretty groundbreaking. What happens, and again, I don't want to give away too much, but there, after our serious moment, the position mother takes within the family. Mrs. Galbraith ended up being an expert in her own right on efficiency engineering. Mm-hmm. So it really does have, I think, a timeless message in many ways and groundbreaking messages in some ways.
Mm-hmm. I know that Cornstalk and other theaters in the community, they have youth programs, they'll do youth productions. But I'm wondering, have you had a chance to get any sense of what some of the younger actors in the show, how they're benefiting, how they feel about an opportunity to really share the stage with adult actors?
Oh, I think it can't help but be a benefit for everyone involved. I think it's really important for young people to share the stage with older actors and find out, you know, just learn from them the craft of preparing for a role and getting ready to go on stage and the fact that you don't play tag before you go on stage. But I think it's also beneficial for the older actor to do shows with younger actors and kind of recapture the energy and the excitement that may have waned over the past several years of being on stage.
And Cindy, you mentioned the show takes place around the 1920s.
Yeah.
Are there heavy costumes or people in wool suits for this?
Oh, yes. Unfortunately, I mean, the costumers are wonderful, and they really do try to work to make whatever they're putting on people look authentic and yet be as comfortable as possible. But there are sometimes you just have to suck it up and go on stage. I mean, those wigs have got to be, particularly the one that Amy Wyckoff wears as mom, that's got to be uncomfortable. I can't imagine what that must be like. But it's never going to get any cooler, unfortunately. So we're in probably the heat of the summer right now, and it's probably going to continue to get warm. So we can't always have great weather.
Mm-hmm. And can you just speak a little bit about why families should come and attend this particular production together?
Well, I think they should for a number of reasons. First off, it's a great production, and it's just entertaining, and it's fun to see. Secondly, I think that children coming to the theater benefit from seeing other children on a stage. I think that gives them a connection that they wouldn't have just seeing adults, and they look at that and they think, oh, I know her. Even though they may not know her, really know her, but they know the person, they know the character. They can empathize with what she's going through on stage and connect with that person on stage. I've always said that I think it's really, really important for children to become involved in theater, but it doesn't have to be on stage. It doesn't have to be backstage. Coming to see theater is every bit as much important as being on stage or performing or working backstage.
That's Cindy Hoy talking about Cornstalk Theater's production of Cheaper by the Dozen. The show continues tonight and tomorrow at 7:30 under the tent in Upper Bradley Park in Peoria. Thank you for being with us, Cindy.
Thank you.
This Saturday evening, the Contemporary Arts Center presents a cabaret of comedy and strange beauty. Enjoy a modern twist on the traditional cabaret and variety show featuring aerial performers, stunt artists, expressive dance, magic, and more. The doors open at 7 p.m. with showtime from 8 to 10 p.m. For more information, visit peoriacac.org.
And the Peoria Park District is hosting its July 3rd fireworks display at Glen Oak Park again this year. Performers include the Community Children's Theater, the band Jam Sandwich, and the Peoria Municipal Band. Peoria Public Radio's Lee Wenger is back this year as MC. It all starts Sunday at 4 o'clock.
Out and About is a production of Peoria Public Radio and Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Each week, we connect you to the arts community by talking with local arts leaders and performers.
You can learn more about Peoria Public Radio when you visit our website, peoriapublicradio.org. I'm Nathan Irwin, and this is Out and About.